Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
This year, more than ever, you might be looking to add a personal touch to your Christmas gifts. Maybe the recipient is someone you haven't been able to see for some time, or maybe you've got a bit more time on your hands and you want to use it to make something a little more creative for your home for Christmas that is sure to be very memorable for us all. So with some tips on DIY Christmas gifts and decorations for our homes, I'm joined by DIY and craft blogger Catherine Carton, who's here in the studio. You're very welcome. And by interiors and DIY blogger Katrina Carton, who's on the line. Hello, Katrina.
Hi, how are you?
During the break, I was asking Catherine, did she have her Christmas decorations up? And I was shocked to learn that they're up since...
The 1st of November.
Yeah. Katrina, is your house all decked out?
Yes, it is. And you know what? I never put them up this early, but I think the year in it, we just had a great weekend last weekend and put them all up.
Okay, so you held off until last weekend. You see, the problem is that by the time you get to the end of Christmas, you're completely sick of them, but you're
That's
not having...
I agree.
You agree with that? Well, Catherine's not having any of that, are you?
No, I think this year anything goes and Twinkle is healing. So I put mine up the 1st of November. My niece and nephew were very confused because we literally went from Halloween to Christmas. And no, I will sit in Twinkle. I normally don't put them up this early, but with the year being in it, once the clock's changed, come 5 o'clock, lights are on, mm-hmm. and yes.
And you don't have a real tree though, you couldn't possibly.
No, fake one.
That's the problem, because the tree won't go the distance. But anyway, and you'll have to dust a lot more. Another problem. Anyway, I'm going to hold off for another while, but we want to get some ideas from you both now about what we can do, what we can make ourselves. And Catherine, the Christmas wreath is one, I think, really most of us, even the novices when it comes to DIY and crafting, could probably tackle.
Yeah, so I notice a lot of florists are doing these DIY wreath kits, which I think is a great idea. And also, if you don't have a real Christmas tree, you don't get that lovely smell. So if you do a DIY fresh wreath, you get that lovely kind of Christmassy smell. So I actually tried two different wreath kits in the past week, both from florists in Dublin, and it comes with everything you need to make a wreath. So you get the copper wire ring, you get the florist wire, you get the moss, all of the different foliages that you can chop up, and then they come with like the dried fruit, the pine cones, the cinnamon sticks, and then you can like get extra creative then and get the glue gun out or whatever and pop on like little ornaments and stuff if you want to. So I've made two, and I was proud as punch. I popped it on the front door. I'm waiting on the postman to give it a little compliment.
If the postman is listening, we're waiting for you to
say
it's nice.
Seal of approval. But they smell lovely. And then the best thing about them is after Christmas, they actually last until spring, but just take all the wire off and all the decorative bits and they'll go in the brown bin. You can compost them.
Okay. And Katrina, have you the wreath up as well? I assume you have.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. But I'm terrible. I went foraging. So, you know, I need bits of berries, and I made lovely little, I just kind of trimmed a bush near where I live and I made a wreath out of it.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. That keeps the cost down.
Yeah,
and just
absolutely.
On the Christmas gift side, Katrina, you're into the making your own Christmas gifts, but I like how you do it in a really simple way.
Yeah, like I try to use things I already have at home. So I think this Christmas, especially this year, people, I suppose money will be tight. So use things that you have at home and be creative. And one thing I'm making is homemade hot chocolate sets and body scrubs. And they're really, really effective. They're lovely. They're lovely to give to someone, you know.
So take us through how you would make the hot chocolate gift set.
So I would, I suppose everybody has hot chocolate at home. So you would give it about 3 or 4 scoops and get a jam jar that you've already had and used. I never throw them out. I always reuse them. And get your hot chocolate, get some marshmallows and then some sprinkles, and then give it away and, you know, wrap it up with a ribbon and a little wooden spoon. Also, for the grown-ups, I always add a little mini bottle of Baileys, so they can have a little touch of alcohol with it as well.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. No, I'm sure it looks really nice as well. Catherine, you've been looking at alternative Christmas wrapping.
Yeah, so Christmas is like a big time for lots of plastic and packaging and things like that. So I try and reduce it. Now, there's actually a name on a Japanese technique, which I'm going to say the name, I'll probably butcher it, but furoshiki. So it's a traditional Japanese wrapping method. So basically you get a square piece of fabric, you pop the gift in the center, you fold the two sides in, and then you tie a nice little knot at the end. So essentially, you've just wrapped it nicely in a piece of fabric, and then you can pop in some like eucalyptus or dried flowers to make it look pretty and pop on a tag. Now, I have seen girls doing this, and they use like tea towels to do this. So
so it doesn't have to be... Does it have to be festive fabric?
No, it can be any fabric. Okay. So like I sew, so I always have lots of scrap fabric. So whatever the size, you can just nicely wrap it. And you don't even have to like sew the raw edges of the fabric. So if you have a zigzag scissors, you can just cut the edges and it'll stop it from fraying. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and also jars, and there's also a folding technique for toilet rolls that you can pop them if you're giving like a gift card or something. There's a little folding technique you can do with a toilet roll to fold it in, and it makes it into like a cute little pouch, and then you can just pop on a bow. You can also paint them.
Does it still look as though you're giving someone a gift in a toilet roll holder though?
Not That's... if you make it look pretty.
I'm not sure what that might say.
You can paint it.
You can paint it. You can disguise it.
You can disguise it.
Katrina, you do the personalised candles, do you?
Yeah. So you can, if you get simple pillar candles, and you can get them in any shop. And I made a few the other night. So I got some napkins, and a lot of napkins are 3-ply or 2-ply. Take the 2-ply away and leave yourself with one there, and then attach it to the candle. And it just looks like it's engraved with the actual napkin. So it's really, really effective. Also, I use cinnamon sticks and little stars, and I did a gold leaf candle as well. So it's just little personalised things, and then wrap it up with a ribbon as well. It finishes it off, you know.
Okay, so buy the plain candles and decorate them. You're making hand balm and all sorts of sleep sprays.
Yeah, so sleep spray is quite expensive actually if you buy off kind of like the beauty websites, but you can make your own. And I don't know about you, but come winter I can't sleep at night. So a simple recipe to make a pillow spray is, so using a dark glass spray bottle, this makes 60 mils. So you're going to pop distilled water into the bottle, tablespoon of witch hazel, and then you're going to pop in essential oils. So 30 drops of lavender, 15 ylang ylang, 7 frankincense, 5 cedar wood. Give it a good shake and a spray each time before you go to use it. I just mist it onto my pillow. If you are going to give this as a gift to someone, anything with essential oils, just pop the ingredients on a little tag, because some people are allergic to essential oils. So if you are doing hand balms or any DIY soaps or beauty, I always just pop the ingredients on a tag so that person knows what's
exactly
inside
what's
it.
In it.
Yeah, and also they have a shorter shelf life, obviously, because there's less preservatives in them. But my pillow spray lasts me.
You use it.
I use that.
Can we talk a little bit before we finish, Katrina, about homemade decorations? Because this is a great one if you're trying to entertain the children to get them to help with.
Oh yeah, like it's something that you have so much fun doing. And me and the girls a few weeks ago made little Santa sleighs, and we made them out of lollipop sticks. So we just stuck them all together and then two underneath, and it's really, really simple to make. And you know, my little girl has said that's for the little elf on the shelf now. Aww. That little sleigh. So they're really, really simple and effective, and then let the kids kind of decorate them whatever way they want. Okay. Them with glitter and everything.
All right, well it sounds great, and we'll put up links on our social media to your web pages so that people can follow you, and on Instagram and so on. Katrina Carroll and Catherine Carton, thank you both.
Thank you.
Very much once again. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.